So, first off, how did you get into the business of jewellery making?
Oh, I 30 years ago, I stumbled across a bead shop at the Rocks in the Terraces, mm-hmm. and a lovely lady called Francine taught me how to bead. It was a very good job for her to do that because she instantly made a long-term customer. So that started a long time ago, and I sold jewellery that I made at markets at uni.
Oh, wow.
It helped with some income.
Right. And so now it is your full-time passion?
It is, yes.
And do you run it by yourself?
I do. Sometimes I have helpers, but I haven't had lately. Just finding the right person to sort of work with me.
Yeah, definitely.
So it varies.
So I can understand working by yourself would be a mean feat. Very time consuming. What is it about jewellery making that kind of draws you in?
Oh, I've always loved jewellery. I've been making my living full time from it since 2001. So it's been a long time, and it was a long time ago since I was 19. And I love playing with jewellery. It's very simple. They say do what you love, and I've accidentally stumbled onto doing what I love, which I think is the case for most people.
Yeah, and I guess that's kind of the goal as well.
I don't think it's easy to know when you're young what you love.
Definitely.
I think you've got to be exploring things and trying different things, and then you stumble across something that you go, oh, this lights me up, and you just want to do more of it.
Yeah, no, of course. I completely understand that. So could you talk us through, I guess, the process of designing all the way to making your porcelain creations?
Oh, that one's, it's quite a long one, that one. So I start thinking about new Christmas designs probably back in January.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I start figuring out things, how to doing, there's a lot of percolating time, a lot of thinking time. For figuring out what works and what where you want to be going and what you want to be doing, and it's not thinking constantly all the time about it, but it's giving time for ideas to come through.
Mm.
So May, June is when you're sort of doing more of your design work,
yeah.
and then you start testing. And porcelain, from bag of clay to market store, it's about 7 weeks. So each piece is handled about 22
wow.
times, and they're fired twice. Once the fire is 1,000 degrees.
Mm.
People call that a different term, but I call it bisque fire. And the glaze fire is 1280 Celsius. So porcelain fires at a very high temperature.
Right.
So it's about seven weeks time frame.
So
and then you've got to test them.
By no means a quick turnaround.
No. Beaded jewellery, it's different, but that's much faster, and there's a much quicker reward process for that. So the porcelain making is a far more... in the making process is a lot more of the satisfaction that comes from it.
Right. So do you find the whole process of cultivating an idea in your head and then coming out with a finished product, is that really what, I guess, drives you?
I think making full stop drives me.
Mm.
And I really enjoy markets. We're quite a market family at the Rocks Market.
Oh, right.
And so there's those different elements of it that... I find very satisfying.
Yeah, definitely. And as well, I guess just to finish, do you find that a lot of people seek out your jewellery because of its uniqueness and I guess individualism that is hard to find in, I guess, a market of produced constant jewellery that you get in commercially in the shopping centres and things like that?
I think that So the Rocks Market is a very artisan market, so I'm quite sheltered by people who want mass production, because the people who come to the Rocks want something. They're coming to an artisan market to have something different, but they want the experience of seeing a range of different things, of being able to get buy different presents or treats for themselves. So my repeat customers, they come back sort of building a bit of a collection, which I find is a real honour. that tickles me amazingly to think that somebody's creating a little collection of my work. but it's my life, my world is of people who want something original and handcrafted. That's normal for me. And that's what's normal for my making friends, my maker friends. So we're quite lucky that there is people value that, because then we get to do what we naturally do rather than trying to be square pegs fitting in round holes and we don't fit.
Yeah, so you get to have that creativity and freedom to do what you want. And I definitely think it's super lovely to know that there's people out there creating little collections of your work. I can only imagine how satisfying that would be.
Very satisfying.
Yeah, no, I do creative work as well, so I can completely understand that.
I find it crazy if people think about you during the week and then turn up.
That
to me is like, oh, hi, oh, you're thinking about me.
what a lovely thought. Thank you so much, Felinda, for coming on this afternoon.
You're
it's been lovely.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
No worries.